Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, if you're over 35 or 40 and think you'll never get rich no matter how hard you work, then I have great news for you, all right? Today, you're going to hear some awesome stories about people over 30, 35, 40, 42, 45 that were able to build seven-figure businesses, all right? So I'm going to talk about a client named Teddy, a former SWAT officer. He didn't have his million-dollar breakthrough till he was 42. And my client Sal, who's about 39 or 40, he's living in Staten Island. He's a full-time firefighter, and he's building a seven-figure business on the side thanks to the high-income skills that we teach. So if you're interested in getting rich, no matter what your age, you're going to love this episode of Early to Rise Radio. My name is Craig Valentine. I'm your host of the show. I'm the author of The Perfect Week Formula. You can get your free copy of the book, perfectweekformula.com. And every single one of my clients is using that to make more time to make more money using the high income skills that I teach them. So let's dive into it. I've got about 7 points here that are going to help you make money no matter what your age, all right? So forget about what it says on your birth certificate right now. Doesn't matter if you're 70, you can go and generate some side hustle income here. It doesn't matter if you're 21 and you're just starting out. This is like the foundation of building wealth, okay? When you are just getting started, there is no investment strategy that will help you build your wealth more than increasing your income. Increasing your active income is step number one. I learned that from my mentor, Mark Ford. I think all of us have a pretty good idea that when you start from nothing, as most of us did and most of us are, that of course you can't go and invest in stocks or anything if you don't have any money in the bank. So you got to go out there and increase your active income. Very, very difficult to do if you have just a job. Really, becoming an entrepreneur is your fast track to success. It's your fast track to wealth because, you know, you may have heard like most billionaires and most people on the Forbes 400, yeah, they have a ton of real estate. Yeah, but they didn't start with real estate. They started with increasing their active income so they could put it into real estate. All right, so we're going to dive through these main points here that, again, will help you at any age. And the first point, especially the older you are, the more this first point is like it's everything. And it's to have fierce focus, because you have to put all of your energy into this goal. Now, of course, you're going to be a great husband or wife. You're going to raise your kids and you're going to have very clear parameters about what you will and will not do in terms of sacrificing time with your family. But if you truly want to get rich, you better believe there will be some sacrifices. You better believe it. You will probably have to work more. You will probably have to sacrifice some family stuff if you want to get rich. Now, the thing is, you have to look at it. It's like, if I sacrifice a little family stuff today, I'm not saying never see your family. I'm not saying work 100 hours a week. What I'm saying is you may have to sacrifice a little bit of family stuff right now in order to get rich and have more time with them and more experiences with them for the rest of your life. All right? That's just how it goes. And if you think there can be no sacrifices, that you can actually work even less than you are right now and get richer than you are getting right now, man, you must have really bad time management if that would be the case. But in most cases, it is unlikely and sacrifices must be made. But I mean, I came from a farming background. I mean, there were times when my dad would have to be in the fields till 10 o'clock at night. I mean, that's just how he made his living. And I don't know. I mean, like, is everybody listening to this? Like, is everybody getting home at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and spending 3 hours with their kids and then watching all four of their baseball games at night? I doubt it. You are making some sacrifices right now, and you will probably have to make more sacrifices. No, you're not going to have to give up all your time with them, but understand that if you're not getting wealthy right now and you want to, something's got to give, something's got to change. So you need to put more energy into this goal. You need to fiercely focus on building your business to support your family's dreams. You definitely have to grow up. If you're drinking, if you're going out, if you're binge watching Netflix, all of that stuff has to end. All of that stuff has to end. Watching professional sports, you cannot do that if you are not wealthy and you want to get wealthy and you can't find time to get wealthy. Get rid of every sport that you watch, including college sports. I made a post the other day. I said, you got to stop watching kids' sports if you want to get rich. It didn't come out right because what I meant was you got to stop watching other kids play sports, not your kids. You don't have to sacrifice watching your kids play sports. I mean, we can work around that. But if you're like 35 years old and you're still watching your old college play football, grow up. And you're not in the frat anymore. You got to move on. If you're unhappy with your life, stop watching sports. I stopped watching sports when I was around 30. And I mean, listen, can you honestly tell me who won the Super Bowl 2 years ago? Very, very difficult. Most people forget, all right? We all move on to other things because that stuff doesn't matter. So forget about it. Instead, grow up and move to this new goal. If you play a lot of golf, give up golf and get in on this. Also, you need to stop bouncing around from one little fad to another. Just because you heard somebody trades crypto and made a bunch of money, just because you heard somebody opened up an Amazon business and made a bunch of money, and you don't know anything about those things, don't think that you're just going to go and make a whole bunch of money there. You got to go and look at your expertise and experience, and you got to go all in on where you have a leg up on everybody else. If you spent 20 years in the plumbing industry, trust me, there's a way that you can take that knowledge and translate it into maybe creating a product or a service that's better, or maybe starting your own plumbing business, especially in this day and age right now where tradespeople are so in demand. And I just learned recently about someone who's just got their tradesmanship and is making 160 grand in their first year of being a plumber because it's so in demand right now with everybody doing so many home renovations and everybody at home and not being able to travel and spending money on that. It's a great opportunity. And in trades, you know, there's fewer and fewer people going into trades work. Now, in most cases, you can't get rich on a job, but there are certain industries and opportunities where you may have that advantage. So you got to stop bouncing around and go all in on whatever it is you fairly focus on. All right, if you give up hobbies and you give up sports for the next 5 years, you'll be able to go to all the games and sit in the front row with the wealth that you built. But of course, along the way, you'll realize those things didn't matter. I've got better things to do, like be with my family, take them on vacation. So what I want you to do is really have ruthless reduction. There's, you know, the older you are, there's less time to waste. You got to destroy distractions and give up bad habits like drinking and cut back on all time wasters that don't contribute to your goal. Once you start a business, you have to toss your $10 an hour tasks. Those are the things like running to the FedEx store, like editing your own videos if you get into building an online business. You can't be doing that stuff. You can't be stuffing envelopes. One of the shows Michelle and I are watching right now is Grace and Frankie. And, you know, we watch one show that's 28 minutes long every night. During the week, maybe take the weekends off. But so we're not, just want to let you know, we're not wasting hours watching Netflix. But on the show, Grace and Frankie create an adult product and they box and label and ship all their product. That's not how real entrepreneurs who want to scale a business work, okay? You got to delegate that stuff and, you know, get rid of the $10 an hour tasks. A friend of mine named Vern Harnish, he has this lead formula. You list all the things you do. Then you eliminate the stuff that doesn't help your organization. Then you automate the things that you can, like sending emails and customer service and customer responses. And then you delegate all the things that you can't continue to do, like the one-on-one customer service and the phone calls and that sort of thing. You delegate. And even as you grow your business, you have to teach people sales and marketing and delegate to them. So use the lead formula and work your way out of the business so that you can work on the high level stuff, which generates more income for you. Speaking of more income, you have to learn high income skills. You must get great at copywriting, sales, public speaking, and leadership. And I've done an entire podcast on this. It was the one before this one. So just go back and listen to how you get better at copywriting, sales, public speaking, and leadership, and why those are the four high income skills that will set you free. Now, earlier I mentioned a guy named Sal. He actually is a fireman. He has a job. Now, he's got not getting rich at that, even though he's working a ton of overtime. But he developed the skill of high income and high ticket sales. So he actually sells pre-IPO stocks. And I mean, he's making hay while the sun is shining, because right now everybody wants to be in the stock market. He got involved with a company that's SEC regulated and approved, and he sells pre-IPO stocks. So he sold Airbnb to people before Airbnb went public. So people were getting it, investors were getting it at a lower price. So what that means is, like, someone who worked for Airbnb got all these, you know, stocks as part of their compensation, and they wanted to cash out before the IPO. And so they sold it through these companies to other investors. And the investors make money, a ton of money, on day one when that stock pops. So Sal's been crushing it, even while working as a full-time fireman, happily married, and with two crazy young girls under the age of 7. He has just decided to sacrifice certain things. You think he watches sports? No. He does make time for the gym, and he does make time, tons of time, for his girls. But man, he sacrifices because he knows that it's not always going to be this good. You know, the stock market could turn in the next year or two, and nobody's going to want to be throwing their money down at this. But just goes to show you, when you are focused on getting wealthy, you can get rich. Like, one of my biggest lessons was from my mentor, Mark Ford. He said in his early 30s, Mark's not that old, he made a decision that getting wealthy was his number one goal. And he put aside a whole bunch of other hobbies, and he got wealthy. And now, I mean, the guy has so many hobbies. You know, it's just a little bit of sacrifice. I have another client, a guy named Eric Bach, who started out as a personal trainer, now does real estate and online businesses as well. And he's selling houses in Georgia right now. Again, people are moving out of Atlanta. They're moving into the countryside where he lives. And he's making record amounts of money with a high income skill of sales. He also has the high income skills of sales and copywriting working in his online business. He's okay at public speaking. He's okay at leadership. As he gets better as those, his business will grow too. You can also sell physical products. So I have several clients, about a half dozen, who have made millions in the supplement industry, selling physical products through your own website, through email marketing, through Facebook ads, through Amazon stores, are all ways that some of my clients have become rich after the age of 35. Boris and Joel are both pushing 40 and having record years. I'm also an investor in a company that sells physical products called TheraSpray. And so we sell a sprayable melatonin that you spray on your skin. It absorbs through the skin and probably has better absorption than taking it as a pill. And we're getting this into Walgreens and Walmart. So I'm a small investor in that. I own less than 10% of the company, but that will be another income stream for me. All right, then, you also have the ability to sell services. So I have clients who sell coaching. I have clients who sell financial services. I have clients who sell personal training. I have clients who sell massage schools. I have one seven-figure earner who sells massage schools. And these are all great opportunities. My client, Xander Fryer, he's going to be the next Tony Robbins. And he went, when he started with me, he was doing under $1 million. He's now doing over $3 million a year. And earlier I mentioned a guy named Teddy who was in the SWAT department. And he was also really into fitness. He started info products on the side, but he moved into selling physical products. And he has been super successful and is able to retire early, all that good stuff, get out of the SWAT, which was leaving him with PTSD. And man, it's awesome. Now, Can you become wealthy as an investor? It's very difficult, but I mean, the last couple of years, you've probably heard of somebody who started with nothing and became rich with either stocks or crypto. And I think that a lot of those people got lucky. I do not recommend going down that path. But if you were absolutely obsessed with cryptocurrencies and you made it a fierce focus, you probably could turn a small amount of money into a large amount of money if you lived and breathed crypto and you made the right decisions and you didn't get sucked into like Dogecoin or whatever Elon Musk screwed everybody out of. Like, it's a crazy world. But if you're willing to risk, yeah, you could go in there and do that sort of thing. But I'm not the person who teaches that. I personally don't recommend trying to take that path. I prefer that you learn sales, copywriting, public speaking, leadership, so that you can build a business, whether it's locally or whether it is online, and build your money that way. That is real good, honest, American dream entrepreneurship. But whatever path that you take, you must stand out, right? Everything is a crowded marketplace. Everything is a crowded marketplace. And so your entrepreneurship must be built on a big idea. You need to stand out with an offer that is different than everyone else in your industry. That's the only way you can grow your sales. So you go back to that product that I invested in. Well, when I heard the story, yeah, sprayable melatonin, we own the intellectual property and the patent rights for it. So that, you know, everybody thinks they take melatonin through pills and a lot of people say, it doesn't work. That's because the absorption is poor. So we stood out. We had a contrarian idea. Who even thinks of spraying melatonin on their skin? But the person who started the business that we invested in, they knew chemistry and they knew that it was possible. They actually started out with caffeine. We have a sprayable caffeine as well, but it just isn't as popular. And so you need to have that big idea. Mark Ford taught me about the power of a big idea years ago. And I kind of came up with a little formula that helps you with developing the story around your big idea, in whether you're creating physical products like the one I mentioned or info products or services. It starts with that you have to be contrarian, okay? You have to go against the grain. One of Mark Ford's proteges, a guy named Porter Stansberry, became famously wealthy in the financial newsletter world with a promotion called The End of America. Contrarian, whoever thinks of The End of America? I mean, that promotion, that video sales letter did so well that they were able to buy TV advertising that sent to an online video sales page. Like, that's how effective that contrarian slant was. They were also, or not they were also specific, but the formula also requires that you be specific. Specific and concise. If you can get your big idea into just a few words, as Mark Ford called that, a particular articulation, one that stands out, one that's contrarian, and one that just, man, it just has a big offer, big promise in there, you'll make a lot of money. And the greatest example of a contrarian, specific, concise, particular articulation of a big idea, none other than The 4-Hour Workweek. That's a book by Tim Ferriss, a gentleman I knew when he brought that out and when he brought out The 4-Hour Chef or the whatever the second book was. And that's when I knew him back then. We promoted it with him. And The 4-Hour Workweek, it's contrarian because everybody thinks you have to work more to be successful. It's specific, 4 hours, not 4.3, not 17, not fewer hours, but 4 hours. It's concise. The 4-Hour Workweek, it just rolls off the tongue. I mean, people still live by it, talk about it, ask you, have you read The 4-Hour Workweek today, nearly 15 years after that book came out? I bet you Tim's doing some promotion around The 4-Hour Workweek for next year when it comes to the 15th anniversary. So when you have that big idea, you can really step into many crowded marketplaces. I was just at the bookstore today and the bookshelves are filled with cookbooks and diet books. And you would think, what new diet book could they possibly come out with? Well, somebody found an angle that hadn't been explored or hadn't been explored in like 20 years, because you kind of go through a cycle of ideas. But somebody's, you know, got a best-selling cookbook today and diet book, and it's brand new in the world's most competitive marketplace. And I bet you know people who have like 35 or 100 diet books because they just buy all of them and they're just looking for that new hot angle. So when you can pull that in there, you can be super successful. Now, the problem is, in order to become a millionaire selling a diet book, it's very difficult because you only get a couple bucks per book. And you really have to make about $83,333 per month in order to make $1 million in a year. $83,333 a month. That's just under $3,000 a day. Now, if you have a $2,500 course and you sell one a day, there you go. You could become a millionaire selling 85 people a $1,000 product every month. Every month. 85 people, $1,000 product or service. Now, you triple the price of that, you get it down to 30 people a month. Right? 30 people a month, that's one person a day buying a $3,000 product or service. 85 people, that means like three people a day buying a $1,000 product or service. 850 people a month buying a $100 product or service. And then every month, if you had a $10 product or service, like an app or a membership site, you'd have to get 8,500 people paying you that. Not 8,500 new. So if it was a recurring membership, you just have to have 8,500 people. You'll have some drop off. You'll have to get some new people. And obviously, you'll have to build your way up. You could also get one person paying you $85,000 a month. Maybe do consulting and you want to be a $1 million consultant. I actually have that book on my desk by Alan Weiss, $1 million Consulting. He basically shows people how to get $83,333 per month from consulting. And it's possible. There's a lot of things here. But whatever path you choose, they all require that you have great lead gen, great marketing, and sales systems. And you really have to be serious. Again, it goes back to that fierce focus. Mark Ford, in his book Ready, Fire, Aim, which is mandatory reading for any entrepreneur that wants to hit $1 million, he says you have to have one lead generation source, one offer, one optimal selling system. And when you find it, 80% of your time has to go to that optimal selling system when you are under $1 million in revenue. And even when you're over $1 million in revenue, you need to spend far more time selling than you probably sell right now. And then you need to replicate your sales team, but we'll get that in a moment. You also need to increase your ACV and LTV and decrease your CPA. What does that mean? Increase ACV and LTV and decrease CPA. Well, you need to increase your average cart value, and that's like, or average customer value, and that's basically like how much a customer spends with you. So if someone comes to you and they buy like a $5,000 consulting package, and you only have a $5,000 consulting package, you probably have 20% of people who would have spent more money with you if there was more options. And you have 5% of people who would have spent a lot more money with you. So you need to have a $25,000 offer and you need to have $1,000 add-ons. $5,000 gets you the core program. It gets you massive results. We can do things faster. We can do some things for you for another $1,500. Oh, and if you want our team to do everything for you, it's $25,000. Great. How can that apply to your business? Maybe you sell supplements. Okay, great. So you've got one supplement. Well, you should offer them immediately three supplements at a discount. You know, three bottles of the same supplement, six bottles. My friend Joel Marion does this extensively in his BioTrust company. And, you know, they try to get people to buy 12 bottles, 12 month supply or whatever it is on day one, rather than hoping that they'll come back every month. You want to increase your average customer value right from the start. And then you want to include some type of continual recurring offer to increase their lifetime value. Okay, you want to get your customers to come back and buy more from you. So you have to have campaigns in place with email marketing, with Facebook ads to drive repeat purchases. And all through that, you want to decrease your cost per acquisition. So right now, if you're just kind of getting word of mouth, well, you might say, well, I don't have a cost per acquisition. Yeah, but you also don't have a lot of customers. So you probably have to get into some Facebook advertising, postcard marketing, referral, commissions to people. You might have to get commission-based salespeople out there. You know, you want to make those commission-based salespeople better so that your cost per acquisition goes down. All right. You want to improve your Facebook ad writing so that your cost per acquisition goes down. And you want to improve your email marketing skills so that your cost per acquisition goes down. Because you're paying money every month to send emails to your list. But if you only make $500 and you spend $100, well, cost per acquisition is going to be higher than if you make $1,000 and you spend $100 on your email marketing. So what you need to do is increase your average cart value and your lifetime value and decrease your CPA. So you spend less and you make more. Then you can scale. Then you can bring on a team, right? You can replicate yourself. You replicate yourself through systems like automating email so the emails go out while you sleep. You replicate yourself by better Facebook ads so that they're out there selling for you 24 hours a day. And you replicate yourself by either bringing on people to deliver your product or service so that you don't have to, or you replicate yourself so that you build a sales team so that there's other people out there selling for you. But, you know, for example, like network marketing is, you know, you get into Amway and you're like, man, I can only do so many sales presentations. But if I recruit a few people to go out there and sell, I get a percentage of their commissions. And that's replication. That's how Amway grew so big. That's how all these network marketing companies grow so big. They just build an army of salespeople. Now, you can also replicate yourself through the power of webinars, where you have a one-to-many sales process. And you can even automate that stuff if you're good at copywriting and the high-income skills of speaking and sales. Because every millionaire has a sales machine making money for them while they sleep. And when you do that, when you build a proven online or in-person sales system, your business grows and scales. And you become rich. And then eventually you get wealthy if you keep it going and you don't spend all of your money. So there you go, my friend. Now you can take your money, you invest, and the money works for you and all that good stuff. You've heard me interview one of my coaching clients, a guy named Chris Larson. He's been on here. He helps people build passive income. Chris used to be a $300,000 a year medical device salesperson and was able to quit that job, able to quit his job because of two things. One, the passive income he built up, and two, the high ticket coaching program that I helped him build. So now he makes more money doing way less work. He's no longer in the operating room till 10 o'clock. Sometimes he had to sleep at the hospital in that job. Yeah, he made $300,000 a year, but it took a lot out of him. So if you're in any sales like that, make sure to follow Chris Larson at nextlevelincome.com, and he will show you how to separate your wealth building from your income. Okay, your income can go to work for you and you're replicating your money and you're growing and growing. So you'll notice one thing that a lot of the millionaires had in common here is that I talked about today. They had a coach. They had a coach who gave them a blueprint to scale their business, their info business, their physical supplements business, their sales business, their coaching business, all of these things. So the big difference between them, like, you know, if you take a look at you, you're over here on the left wanting to get success. These people that I've talked about are over on the right. They've got success. Well, what did they have? They had a coach and a blueprint that got them there. And if you think about where you are right now, you're kind of in this painful prison of not being able to escape the rat race, and you're not able to grow your income. And what you'd love to do, what you'd absolutely love to do, is make more money, have more time with your family, put your money to work for you, scale your income, replicate yourself, replicate your high income skills, build your wealth, and retire early, or, you know, just get out of the job that you don't enjoy and do what you love while making even more money. So you're kind of in that painful prison and you want to get to the promised land. And the only thing that's going to bridge that gap is the same thing that bridged the gap between you and those other people, which was the coach and the blueprint. So if you're ready, my friend, to get after it, if you're ready to go and get rich at whatever age that you're at right now, I tell you what, you can do it. You can do it. But you probably say, yeah, I can do it, but I don't know how to do it. And that's where the coach and the blueprint come in. So listen, if you're interested in getting a coach and a blueprint to do this, like my coaching clients have done, go to craigballantyne.com/apply. Fill out the application. If you're a good fit, we'll allow you to jump on a coaching call with one of our coaches, and then we'll see if it's a good fit for us to work together, all right? We're going to give you some fast results on the call no matter what position you're in, But we need you to fill out that application because we're super excited to work with you. My goal is to help entrepreneurs and, you know, people who aren't yet entrepreneurs to make more money while working less and have true freedom in their life so that they never miss their kids' sports. And so if they want to watch sports on the weekend, they can do that too because they have the wealth they want. But if you don't have the wealth you want, you got to cut back on professional sports. Don't sacrifice family, of course, but you do have to sacrifice some things if you want to get to the next level. All right. So CraigBallentine.com/apply so that you can be like Joel and Boris and Teddy and Sal and all the good people that I've helped along the way. I want you to be the next success story. So we'll talk to you soon, my friend, and we'll look forward to having you back on another episode of Early to Rise Radio. Head over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, and if you have any questions or comments, hit us up at support@earlytorise.com or hit me on Instagram at @RealCraigBallentine. All right, head over to CraigBallentine.com, fill out that application. It's CraigBallentine.com/apply, and we'll see you and talk to you very soon.